I would like to wish you a happy new year, 2019, and the very best is yet to come, and the greatest has already come. You're listening to episode 27. Welcome to Pole Data Soulmate Relationship Talk. I'm your host, Antriana E. Stone, the love advocate, where everything is always about you internally and externally. Be sure to tune in weekly on Wednesday for our new episode. And don't forget to invite a friend. This week's episode, I'll be narrating from the book, Pole Data Soulmate, Esther's Story. And our sponsor, Get More in Life Coaching, will give away 3 signed copies to the first 3 listeners that comment on this week's episode. Go to poledateorsoulmate.com for details. Thanks for listening. Esther is furious from John taking pictures of her. Her mission is to go to Venezuela to retrieve them. She could go. Her passport was ready, and all she really needed were the tickets. After ending the call with Legion, she called her travel agent. She needed a vacation anyway. Why not Venezuela? However, at that moment, she wanted her photos erased from Legion's phone more than she wanted to see Legion himself. She didn't understand why he'd snapped the pictures. Okay, she did. But that didn't give him the right to do it. Not while she was obviously unable to give him permission. She trusted him. And now she wondered if maybe that trust was misplaced. Esther called her travel agent, asking about the best time to travel, agreed on a day and time, and purchased the tickets. She had 2 weeks to get everything together. Purchasing the tickets was simple. She had the image of Legion's passport with all the pertinent information on it. Legion just wouldn't know she was coming. Time was running away from her, and she promised Elizabeth and Rachel that she would meet up with them. She'd agree to join them on the nature trail. Rachel, Elizabeth, and Esther met up at the same time. They hugged and greeted. But there was something troubling about the hug from Rachel. She appeared to be troubled. As we started their 3-mile nature walk, there were other people starting out at the same time. The 3 women stepped to the side of the trail, letting the other hikers go ahead of them. As they began walking, a tear fell from Rachel's eyes, and Esther stopped. She pulled Rachel onto a hug. "Whatever it is, it'll be okay. Do you want to talk about it?" It took Rachel a minute to open up. "I met a guy named Joseph. We've gone out a couple of times, but on our last date, we slept together. He seemed so into me, but I've been calling him all day and he won't answer. I just keep getting this stupid message that his phone's been disconnected." "Rachel, that's what happens when you date guys that are little more than a penis in a suit," Elizabeth consoled her friend. "Maybe not at first. They'll take you out to dinner, a movie, or a ride in their sports car. They want you to feel comfortable. Sometimes they'll even turn off their phone for you to think that you have their full attention. Then, just when you let your guard down, they'll take advantage of you and they'll drop you. I mean, what else did you expect him to do? He got what he wanted." I just don't understand how far and how he can be so callous. We met a few times over coffee and donuts, even lunch before we went out to dinner last night. I thought I was being careful. I thought he cared. She rubbed her face in exasperation. I guess I was just deserved. There were a few moments of silence between the women before Esther spoke up. Rachel, were you at Giovanna's recently? I thought I saw you there last night. Yeah, that's where we met, and that's where we had our date. I was there too. The nature walk seemed to be a good time for everyone to get things off their chest. I've decided to go to Venezuela. Really? Good for you, Esther. Elizabeth congratulated her. When are you going? Next week. I met a man online. The group stopped in their tracks. Oh my God, really? Tell us about him. To be honest, Esther started, I'm not sure what to tell you. He's 29, charming. I've really fallen for him. Wow. Have you met men online before? Rachel asked. Esther shook her head. No, never. What does he do for a living? Huh. Esther had to stop to think. Honestly, I have no idea. I want to go there to find out if what I'm feeling is real. I want to follow my heart. She didn't mention anything about the pictures. Esther, can I say something without you taking it personally? Elizabeth asked after a moment. Of course. I met my ex-husband Paul online. You may have heard about him in the newspaper. He's the owner of a large investment firm. Actually, I helped him build it. Anyways, he's 5 years younger than I am. Not as young as your man online. But Paul and I used to message every day and night. We met on a social media platform while I was still in a live-in relationship with another guy. That relationship was a whole nother mess in itself. We were just together for the sex, really. We didn't talk, at least not more than casual chit-chat. She kicked a rock absently with her foot. We'd visit friends and family together, but it was never anything significant. We talked about getting married a few times, but it never happened. Esther nodded along to Elizabeth's story, curious to see where it would lead. I left the relationship I was in, married Paul, and helped him get his U.S. citizenship all sorted out. I helped him build his career, even though it drained my own bank account, because I cared. I wanted to support him. It's been a little over a year since the divorce, and I haven't seen him since. He mistook my kindness for weakness. He used me, and I let him, and then he left. You really shouldn't trust people online. I did, and now I have trouble trusting anyone again. That is why I changed my motto to get them first. Now I go out, screw the guys, and leave them. I just don't want to see you get hurt. There was a pause in their walk as the women soaked in this information. Thank you, Elizabeth. I'm glad you shared your story with me. I have a lot to think about. Flashback to Giovanna's. The name Paul stood out in Esther's mind. Vashti's current partner's name was Paul. He was an older man and seemed to be well off. Esther couldn't help but grab her forehead, thinking out loud. Oh no! Vashti was dating Elizabeth's ex-husband. It really was a small world. Had Vashti caused the breakup? It was night and day between the two. They really were very different. Paul was an older gentleman, and Vashti was young and hot. Why did they all have such broken relationships? It seemed so oddly intertwined. These women's lives, including her own. Here they were, four women in a tangle of unfaithful relationships between them. It seemed somehow fitting that the tables would probably turn for Paul. Vashti would get what she wanted out of him. She was a strong woman. Esther couldn't help but think that Paul had better hope he'd remain in good health, because Vashti would surely leave him on his deathbed. Poor Elizabeth. Why do these things happen so often to the best of us? Wow. Or, well, 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 is Paul Elizabeth's ex-husband? Did Vashti cause the breakup? And will Esther retrieve her pictures after traveling to Venezuela? Find out in our next episode. And I would like to thank you for taking the time to listen to the narration of Pole Date or Soulmate Esther's story, available for your reading pleasure on Amazon.com. Or you can receive a signed copy for just providing your feedback. Go to poledateorsoulmate.com. Tell somebody. And in the meantime, seek peace, joy, and love.